It's 92.9 The Mountain, quality music, true variety. That's the Dave Matthews Band with Crush from Before These Crowded Streets, just before the Dave Matthews Band. Cheryl Crow gave us Steve McQueen. This is Jenny. We are broadcasting live. We are up at Wildflower Restaurant. We are on the southwest corner of Oracle and Ina and want you to stop by, be a part of the second stop of our green tour. Some incredible food hanging out here with us for you to eat, free coffee, and this whole event is free. So stop on by the second stop of our green tour. We are getting ready to have Soul Asylum perform live on the morning show. They're getting all set up, we've got it all right here at Wildflower, and absolutely can't wait for them to join us. We'll talk to them a little bit in actually just minutes, but right now we're joined by Dawn and John with Movie Night Traffic Light. Hey guys.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Jenny, how you doing?
Doing really good. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is fantastic, isn't it?
It's getting packed in here,
yeah.
So you want to stop by. You want to make sure there's plenty of parking in the back, and you know, come on in and enjoy this live concert. It's the second stop of our green tour. Of course, we have the Precision Toyota Prius Hybrid out front.
Right.
You guys take
right.
A look.
Oh, yeah. That's a great car.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so wonderful.
It looks really cool, too. It has 92.9 all over it.
All over it. Don't worry. We take that part off when you win the car. But still, it's fun. We might make you drive around with it for like 2 to 6 months or something like
yeah.
that. But not really. So you can enter to win the Precision Toyota Prius Hybrid out here this morning. That's all part of the green tour. Each stop, we have the Prius out here with us. And you guys are here to talk about some movies today. What's coming out this weekend?
Well, today we have a few movies opening up. We have the first one is The Marine, starring John Cena, who is a wrestler, a famous wrestler. And to get everybody in the mood for Friday the 13th, we have The Grudge 2.
Ugh.
But the ones John and I are going to tell you about are, there's one opening today in Phoenix and next weekend in Tucson, and that's The King of Scotland, Last King of Scotland. And the first one we're going to talk about is The Man of the Year.
Yes, Jenny, Man of the Year, starring Robin Williams. I'm telling you, maybe his best movie since Good Morning Vietnam.
Really?
I just wanted to do that on the radio.
That was great.
Sorry. I'll never do it again, I swear.
Okay. Well, the movie is directed by Barry Levinson, and of course it stars Robin Williams. And Good Morning Vietnam is actually the last time these two guys worked together. And, well, they probably should have left it that way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, you know Robin Williams, he's a comedian in the movie, but this time he's actually a political comedian. He's kind of like Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, if you've seen The Daily Show.
Sure.
And one of his fans says, hey, you know, you ought to run for president. And he does, and he wins. Well, the problem is, the reason he wins is because there's a new computerized voting system that's faulty. They got rid of the whole hanging Chad thing, you know, that whole big issue, but now the new system, it can't count. And this is where the story that looked like it had great potential just turns out to be lame and boring.
Yeah, there's so many things about this movie that really bug me. And first, the story, which is even more ridiculous than it sounds. Then the acting, the entire supporting cast, just hideous. I mean, I hope none of them are here if you see them. But
Christopher Walken's in
yeah.
He'll get you, John. Be careful.
I don't know what it was, but even the really talented, accomplished actors like Jeff Goldblum and Laura Linney who are in this, it was just so uncomfortable watching their performances. I felt like I was in a job interview or something. I mean, it was just, even the guys from Fox News and CNN who were playing themselves weren't convincing. I mean, they couldn't even play themselves, Jenny. That's how bad the acting was.
Okay.
The worst part, though, I thought was the comedy itself. I mean, the movie is just this endless barrage of jokes, like Robin Williams will do, but most of them I had either heard before or, God forbid, told before.
Yeah,
and to make it even worse, every time Robin Williams made a joke, no matter how bad, they would cut to these actors fake laughing hysterically.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. And, you know, I don't know if you had a chance to check out Robin Williams in the movie he was in earlier this year, RV.
No.
Well, he did a great job in that. And honestly, he did a pretty decent job in this one with what he was given. And there is one good scene, believe it or not, there's one good scene where he's in a presidential debate with the other candidates, and it's classic Robin Williams ranting, and it is funny.
I like that part.
Yeah, it
really
is funny.
Good.
And the audience liked it, and for some reason the audience liked a few of the other things too. I'm not exactly sure why, but they did. But it's just not enough to make this movie worth seeing. In fact, if you've seen the trailer for this movie, you've seen all you need to. So,
oh, wow.
I know. On our Movie Night Traffic Light, we're going to rate Man of the Year. This one is a red. It's not worth it. Sorry.
Yeah. Then the next movie, of course, is The Last King of Scotland, starring Forest Whitaker. And incidentally, you know what movie Forest Whitaker was in that I really liked?
What?
Good Morning Vietnam!
No, he was not.
Yes, he was.
He was.
Yes.
I missed an opportunity.
I'm really hoping John has that out of his system now. Okay, well, the movie, it's
we're
about...
We're getting ready for the rock show, though.
It's a good one.
It's not the chill side of the mountain.
Not this morning.
And the movie's about Idi Amin, who was the ruthless dictator of Uganda back in the 1970s. And they had a really clever way of telling this story, this true story in the movie, is they took a bunch of information from people that were really around Idi Amin back then and created a fictional character to tell the story through.
Ah.
And the fictional character is a young doctor from Scotland who goes to Uganda, and he sparks an interest from Idi Amin. And Idi Amin, of course, is played by Forrest Whitaker.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, he does an amazing job, and he does a really amazing job of showing the different kind of multiple personalities of Idi Amin. I mean, sometimes the guy is a man of the people, really lovable, and other times he's this paranoid, ruthless guy who slaughters hundreds of thousands of his own people.
Wow.
Yeah, the movie's actually really impressive. I mean, I like the approach. I really like the story. Forrest Whitaker, absolutely amazing. Much better than when you see him at 2 in the morning hosting those Twilight Zone episodes.
Definitely.
But the real genius of the movie, I thought, was, you know, you wonder how these guys like Idi Amin or Hitler or whoever rise to power. And the movie doesn't so much show you as it kind of takes you through the emotions of the Ugandan people. Early in the movie, Forrest Whitaker's likable and energetic and almost mesmerizing, and by the end, you're completely horrified. I mean, it's really a profound experience. But that being said, I mean, not really a movie I would normally pick because, you know, the main character's the doctor from Scotland. I can't really identify with that. It's set in the 1970s, which, obviously, I'm much, much too young to remember. And then he gets on a plane to Uganda. There are parts of Tucson where I won't go, so I can't see myself hopping on a plane to Uganda in the middle of a coup.
Yeah, I can see you being afraid of that, John. Yeah, definitely. Hey, you know, last week we told you that someone in a movie this week gave an Oscar-worthy performance.
I was waiting.
This is the movie, and Forrest Whitaker is the guy.
He did
an amazing job.
Unreal.
So in our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate The Last King of Scotland. This one is a green. It is a well-told story and has great acting.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What's coming out next week?
Well, next week we're going to go check out The Flags of Our Fathers, which is produced and directed by Clint Eastwood.
Oh, wonderful.
And a movie that everybody's been looking forward to is The Prestige, which is two kind of magicians in competition with each other, starring Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale.
Very fun. Well, we always appreciate you joining us. It's Dawn and John with our Movie Night Traffic Light. You can check them out at movienighttrafficlight.com, also through our website, 929themountain.com. We'll see you next week with Brandi Carlile at Montana Avenue.
Great.
Yes,
absolutely.
I
know. You're looking forward to that one, John.
Can't wait.
Stole Asylum is here with us. We're at the second stop of the Green Tour. We are up at Wildflower, and coming up next, a live performance from the band. We're back in just minutes with 929 The Mountain.